Hey everyone, welcome to episode 72 of the Slice of Healthcare podcast. I'm your host, Jared Taylor. On today's episode, we have Dan Lambert, the CEO of Pathology Watch. Without further ado, let's bring him on. Thanks so much for joining me on the Slice of Healthcare podcast. How are you today?
Good. Hey, thanks, Jared, for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited for us to chat. Look forward to learning more about you and your company. I'd love if you could just kind of kick things off and tell the audience a little bit about your background, and then we'll go into it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was a computer engineering in undergrad, and then went to Harvard Business School. I've had a couple of venture-backed exits. One, Pushpins, which was in the grocery space, Board Vitals, which was a medical education platform for physicians and nurses, and now Pathology Watch, which does AI diagnostics for pathology. I've had a pretty good run, returned a lot of good investor dollars back to investors, and hopefully helped make a difference in healthcare.
Yeah, you've done a lot. We were just kind of talking, you know, we originally got in touch to go over Pathology Watch. And then when I was kind of digging into your background, I came across the Board Vitals, which, you know, what I'm doing over at Block Health, and trying to link things in with what requires healthcare professional data for credentialing, right? Obviously, what you were doing at Board Vitals, there's some overlap. So that was interesting to me. I'd love if you could tell us more about Pathology Watch, what you do, and kind of where things are heading as we go through 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we all know that AI is coming to a variety of medical diagnostics. We've seen academic medical centers publish great results in pathology and radiology. We're starting to see some great results in like EKGs and other like cardiac measurements. The state of the technology is that we're consistently seeing, you know, 99.5% plus accuracy from people that have compiled these data sets. And what we set out to do was actually to take this technology and push it into the market in a way that it actually gets used. Certainly because there are lots of, you know, medical innovations that never quite make it. And so we thought about the market, analyzed it, and realized, you know, hospitals aren't going to be great fast adopters of this technology. It's going to be a long RFP cycle, and you have someone that's resistant in the hospital to adopting that. And so how could we gain control of the samples in a way that we could apply the AI to our own footprint that we had? And optimize that care for patients while at the same time helping reduce costs in the healthcare system. And so we settled on going after dermatology clinics, improving their EMR integration on the pathology side, helping them improve their workflow inside of their office, and as a result, capturing the volume that's coming out of these clinics, and then being able to run those samples through the AI that we've developed and that we use. Just right now, it's still very much on a experimental basis, and we're doing trials. But the ultimate promise is that we think that 70% plus of dermatopathology should be automated over the coming years, and we're trying to prove that thesis. We make money right now by billing insurance for the cases that we do run through, and we have insurance contracts and coverage in the majority of the U.S. right now, which is exciting. You can think of us a lot like a new digital Quest or LabCorp.
Interesting. What is it about healthcare in general that's always kind of drawn you to that space?
Yeah, I think my father's a cardiologist, and he made me work in his offices every summer, filing charts and then doing medical billing, neither of which I enjoyed, and it turns out that now I have to do both as part of this business. but I, you know, it was really great to hear patients come in and say, you know, I didn't have a lot of options, but you gave me a few more years, or comments along those lines that that made me think, okay, this is something that I want to pursue. And I also feel, I guess I just also feel a responsibility, that, like I've been given enough to take a, to be able to take a few years and chase, one of these, you know, major medical problems and be able to not take salary for a few years. And that's hard, but, I think it's what's required to get something that's going to truly change, pathology for the better, make it cheaper and more effective for patients. So, I feel like it's a, maybe even a debt owed to society. I've had, you know, a couple of life-saving surgeries and I feel really grateful for that and maybe just wanted to pay that forward.
Interesting. Yeah. So there's a couple different drivers there, right? It's always interesting too, man, that you had to help your father with some of that stuff is that is some pain for anyone who hasn't engaged in any of those tasks. Those are some painful tasks. So not
especially, especially when you're only getting paid $5 an hour.
He was getting off easy. That's wow. Well, how, you know, this has been a crazy, 2020 has been a crazy year so far. How has, I guess, COVID affected business positively, negatively? I'd love to hear.
Yeah, I think, I mean, straight up, this has been a challenging year. When we were, you know, we were doing really well. We had 20 clinics on board. And then April hit and all of a sudden, our volume dropped down to maybe like 20% of what it had been. And we had already scaled up the team to be accommodating a lot more volume. And so we had to, you know, we found a way to kind of keep everybody on board and keep people growing, had to raise some additional capital for that. But the good news is that a lot of that volume has come back. I think that a lot of like elective procedures are now, people are at least now going to the doctor again, which is great. And I do think it's important for people to go see the dermatologist and not, it's something that you shouldn't be putting off for more than, for a long period of time. So I think the company's back on track. We got most of our volume back and sales are growing really quickly. So I guess we can't complain at this point, but it was scary there for a little while.
Yeah, that's, it seems to be a relatively similar story, right? That obviously with the exception of many of these telehealth companies are electing to go public and really just continue to see a ton of growth, right? I think it pushed their industry forward several years for sure. And I think everyone else will see, we'll all be stronger as a result, right? Across the board, especially throughout healthcare. Where can people learn more about you and Pathology Watch?
Yeah, I think the fastest way is just to go to pathologywatch.com and then take a look at some of the tools that we've developed. We're pushing the we're definitely pushing the boundary on developing new and better viewers that that can highlight actually certain cases better than a microscope, I think, and at the same time give dermatologists access, give them a reference tool that allows them to see these cases in a way that they haven't before. And so if anyone wants to get involved, I mean, the helping us get in contact with dermatologists is really important to help this company grow.
Perfect. And I'll throw some links into the show notes so our listeners can check out more about the business.
Great. Thank you.
Well, again, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. I look forward to following more of your journey and Pathology Watch as well.
Yeah, thank you, Jared. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely.
Have a good one.
Hey, everyone. I wanted to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Block Health. Block Health is building the ecosystem of healthcare solutions and services to power the future of healthcare. Through Block Health, healthcare professionals and organizations can use their credentialing data for more. They can use the platform to store their credentialing and licensing related documents, fill out a smart common application that could be used to order multiple different services like provider enrollment, state license registration, state license renewals, and much more. To learn more about Block Health, please go to www.blochealth.com. Thank you to everyone who tuned in for another episode of Slice of Healthcare. Please be sure to follow us on our social channels. On pretty much every social channel, it's at Slice of Healthcare. On Twitter, it's at Slice of HC. We don't use that much, but we will answer if anyone tweets at us or sends us a message there. Also, for those of you that are listening on iTunes, please be sure to head over to iTunes, leave us a rating/review. We'd really appreciate the support and feedback. And if you're interested in being a guest on the podcast, please reach out at sliceofhealthcare@gmail.com or send us a message on Instagram or any of our other channels, and we'll get right back to you. Thanks, and everyone have a great day.